Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 9th of December. Hope you're all well. Christmas bearing down fast. I'm sure people are getting very excited. Right, lots of little bits just to go over. Firstly, the FTS website. Phase one is complete. By no means is this the finished article. This is phase one is a complete new design and in effect a new back end for us so that we can share videos and things. I will detail everything about why we're doing this and that probably after Christmas when we've got through this busy phase of getting it all right, but there's a real sort of set out path for where it's all going, which will probably take us another 12 months or so to fully implement. But I will give more people details of that because people have asked why are we doing this and what's it all about, and I will explain the whole thing. But FTS is not just me now; it is a group of people, and it's all sort of future thinking as opposed to where I've run it as a one man band. But there's lots to come. What I would ask now is if you have any issues, if you cannot access anything, if you spot any errors, if a link doesn't work, whatever it may be, that you email support@ftsincome.co.uk. The guys will pick it up. We're compiling a list of things to work through, and we will work through them over this sort of coming next week to 10 days. Hopefully then that's the website bits settled down and then we can work on the stuff we want to add, all the new bits going forward. But it has literally opened last night. Got to thank Dave, he's been absolutely superb in getting this done. Kerry as well, dealing with queries, getting fast a bit. They've been a massive help. But yeah, this is just literally phase one was to get, because it was just a mishmash that I'd put together over years, which didn't make sense to many other people, was getting it to a new setup, new design, but most importantly, the bit you don't see, the back end, so that we can actually use it as it should be used and add content for you that will make some sense. So as I say, at the minute, just please check you can log in. Any issues, if you can't access something you should, just email support. As always, please be patient. We're all quite busy today, so it'll be sort of over the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, but we will start to fix any issues as quickly as possible. Ultimate files are up, they all seem to be fine. If data files are up, they all seem to be fine, which was obviously my main concerns for a Friday. So that's that. In other good news, haven't heard back from Bupa yet, but Sam saw the surgeon on whatever day of the week it was. Can't remember, this week's gone, been a muddle. Wednesday. And she is having a new left hip. We could have had it done earlier, but she's absolutely desperate to go to Malta. She's going to Malta next week for 4 or 5 weeks, coming back, and we are probably then going to have a holiday together in February, and then she will have it done when we return from that, probably the first week of March. Obviously, I'll see how that affects my time. You know, I mean, obviously she's going to have to go in hospital, but it's more the recovery because she won't be able to move, marry the raspberry. Underdeveloped hips, that's what she had. That's why it's so bad. Never known that. Obviously got to 56, had two kids. Didn't know that, but it underdeveloped hips. The surgeon said, are you the firstborn? She's not. She's the fifth born of seven. He said it's usually a firstborn thing. I said a bit of Devon inbreeding, probably. Didn't go down well. But there we go. Yeah, so that's that. And then if that one all goes well, which fingers crossed obviously it does, she will then have the right one done 2-3 months after that. I think there's like a 6-12 week period to get you back on your feet properly and fully strengthened up and then do it all again. But we've got a path forward, which mentally is the key. As I keep saying to people don't know what goes on in people's homes. It's been horrendous for her, and people like to give you abuse when you're dealing with shit like that. I've just got no time for it, but it has been absolutely terrible for her. The poor girl being in tears every week. I think walking around with chronic pain is never fun, but she can go to Malta now, take her deep heat patches and her painkillers, and you know, it'll be 8-10 weeks and she'll be off and flying. She'll be bionic, be like me. Anyway, thanks to everybody again, the nice FTS members who've sent their well wishes and things over the time. It does actually mean a lot. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Andy Richmond. Andy's become a good mate of mine, and it's his birthday today. I hope you have a lovely day, Andy. I did invite him down to London, but he was busy. But I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend, and I will see you soon. He actually shares his birthday with my friend who thought that the picture up on the wall wasn't me. It's his birthday today as well. So there you go. Perhaps it's a numpty's birthday. I did post the picture. Some lovely comments, as I expected. Same old faces piling in. No one says, actually, Ian, that's a really nice picture today. All you've got to do is hurl abuse at me. Right, and I guess what? It's been great the last couple of days, hasn't it? It's been like being a Scotsman. No World Cup football on. Been like I felt Scottish for 2 days. But you've got World Cup football to come. Obviously, the massive four games. I mean, every game's massive, but massive four games. Two today, two tomorrow. Kicks off with Brazil-Croatia. Brazil 1.39. I think they will beat Croatia. Yeah, one of them teams, I said Croatia, I didn't fancy them at the start, but I said if they get through, they're wily. They can beat anybody. And I think, you know, I'm a massive, massive Modric fan. He's one of my favourite players that I've watched at Spurs. And just a fantastic player. ELO rankings, Brazil are 214 clear. They're 1.39, draws 5.32. Croatia 10, it's pretty much held steady overnight, those prices. I did have a look. 1.3 the over, 1.5, 1.91 the over, 2.5, 1.44 the first half goal. Since 2002, Brazil have played 15 knockout games, over 1.5 in 14 of them. And Croatia have played 5 knockout games, over 1.5 in all 5 of them. They're just a stat that you may want to pay any reference to or bin it. It doesn't mean today is going to be over 1.5, of course. And then the second game, Argentina-Netherlands. I mean, we're all sitting going, is it Messi's last World Cup game? Is it his last World Cup game? I think this could be a cracker today. 2.26 Argentina, 3.25 the draw. 3.9 Netherlands. Netherlands have drifted slightly overnight. Argentina shortened slightly. Never write Van Gaal off. I think he's unbeaten in something like 19. I tipped Argentina to win the tournament at the start, but I did say my dark horse is Netherlands. I'm a little bit gutted that I'm going to lose one of them. I think Argentina are going to win a hard-fought game. That's what I'm going to go through. Only 57 difference ELO for them. Argentina 2.125, Netherlands 2.068. I like the first half goal in this again, 1.67. You know what I've said all through the tournament, get to these prices and difficult to ignore. In 17 knockout games since 2002, where we've had ELO rating between 51 and 100, 13 of them have had over one, have had a first half goal. I do expect it to be tight, but at the price, it's one of those I would probably back over 1.5 first half goals after about 10 minutes, strip that in, and then cover on the 0.5 first half goal from about 25 minutes once it gets to 2 point something to half point green if I get a goal early. If not, if I get a goal sort of 30 minutes, I've got the 0.5 in the bag and let the 1.5 run. If I was, again, and I've said it a few times, if I was watching, this would be a game I'd want to watch. I mean, these two have met a few times in World Cups. Bergkamp's goal, 78 final. Two that I can remember, 78 final. I just remember Mario Kempes. Ozzy Ardiles, Mario Kempes. I don't really remember the game, of course. I'm going to go Brazil. I think we'll win relatively comfortably. May start fast, like they did the other day, and Argentina to nick it, but that could go all the way, that one, genuinely. I got my hands up, I got Switzerland, Portugal completely wrong. I was quite down on Portugal's chances. I thought the Ronaldo aggro, but they dropped him the other day, and then go and win 6-1. And I didn't see that coming, so you hold your hands up when you're wrong. I got that completely and utterly arse about face. So there we go. And then obviously tomorrow, the other games which involve the England versus France, which is obviously the big game. Morocco, Portugal, I think that'd be a good game. I think Morocco are proving tough to beat. I actually had a dream that Morocco won it after they beat Spain. But I'm going to surprise people. I think England are going to beat France tomorrow, but I'll cover that tomorrow. But I think England are going to beat the French. I think England are going to get to the final now and play one of the South American teams, either Argentina or Brazil, and maybe lose in the final. But I think England tomorrow are equally capable of beating France as France are us when you look at the matchups, how they're probably going to play. Obviously, it's stopping Mbappe, but I think while all the people are talking about England, have got some fantastic forwards: Foden, Kane, Saka, Grealish, who can come on. Bellingham's obviously, by all sounds of it, having a great tournament, and I'm going to go for the English to beat the French. As I said, when it sort of that matchup came out, France have conceded every game, but I will get to that tomorrow. So for today, if I was having a bet, it would be Argentina, Netherlands in the first half goals markets. I think Brazil will sneak. Well, I think Brazil will win comfortably. Rather, Croatia will prove wily, but I think Brazil will win, and Argentina will sneak through. Either could be anything. 90 minutes extra time penalties. I honestly wouldn't want to put a stamp on it, but. Let's go for the first half goals. That price is a little bit too irresistible to turn down. Have a lovely Friday, and I'll be back with you all on tomorrow and cover those two games. As I say, if you've got any issues with the website, email support ftsincome.co.uk. Please be patient, but we will get to deal with it over the coming 48 hours and get things sorted and fixed and everything working. Take care. Have a good one.